This is All of It. Every week, we catch up with WNYC planning editor Kate Hines to get a handle on what the newsroom has covered, is covering, and will be covering in the future. It's Kate Has a Plan. Hi, Kate.
Hey, Allison.
So the holiday week, we're talking about Thanksgiving in the city. We have to talk about the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, known the world over, known TV's over. So first of all, listeners, we want to hear from you. Do you have any Thanksgiving Day Parade traditions? What's your favorite spot on the route? Will you go watch them inflate the balloons? Inflation Eve's become a whole thing on itself. Or maybe after a year that shook up traditions, you want to start a new parade traditions. Give us a call. 212-433-WNYC. 212-433-9692. Calling all Thanksgiving Day Parade goers. Kate, let's start with some basics. What's the route?
Well, it starts uptown in Manhattan. It's Central Park West and 77th Street. Then it goes down south on Central Park West, turns east on Central Park South, which is also known as 59th Street. And then it continues downtown on 6th Avenue, where at 34th Street, it takes a turn west to Herald Square, which is, of course, where Macy's is.
So are there any particular spots that veteran parade watchers know about? I mean, we're going to give the tip away, but I feel like if you were going to go this year, I think we should help people who aren't going to go this year.
Yeah, it's information that is valuable, I think. Last week, Weekend Edition host David First spoke to Gothamist photographer Scott Lynch, who has been photographing the parade for years and years, and we asked him this question. And what he said to us was like, the flashy spots are along Central Park West, and that's where a lot of people go. And if you want to go there, you have to be awake at like 6 in the morning to scout out your spot. But that's not where you want to be. He's like, you want to be on 6th Avenue, but, you know, south of 59th Street, between like 59th and 38th Streets. And those are the spots where it's going to be less crowded. You're going to have an easier time, you know, having elbow room and being able to really carve out your location. You can't go further south of 38th Street because that's where it starts to get closed off due to television crews. And you really can't get anywhere near Macy's. But the other thing Scott said that was really interesting to me was you got to be timely. Like, this is a parade that's basically built for television and it starts at 9 a.m. So if you are not, you know, on 6th Avenue and, you know, 42nd Street at 9:20, you're going to really miss stuff. So be timely.
All right. So unlike last year, I mean, we all had to watch on TV. So what should people know about COVID protocols?
Well, it's pretty much the parade itself is back to normal. There are no vaccination requirements to watch the parade, and they are recommending masks. But, you know, as far as the parade itself, all public welcome along the 2.5-mile route.
Let's take a call. Cindy is on line one, calling in from Bayshore. Hi, Cindy. Thanks for calling All of It.
Hi, how is everybody?
I'm doing great. How are you is the question.
Great. I actually worked for Macy's from the time I was 17 until 27, and I was in the parade twice helping to carry balloons.
What was that experience like?
Well, it was very exciting. This is before they had professional balloon handlers. We had to get there super early, probably at like 6 in the morning, and it was freezing cold, but it was so exciting. I carried Mickey Mouse 1 year, and the following year we were supposed to carry Pluto, but he had a little bit of a leak. So he kind of, I don't think he made it that year, so we ended up helping out with another balloon. But, you know, people say, you people carry these giant balloons? I said, yes. I said, yes, we did. I guess they were trying to save money. But it was very exciting, a lot of fun, and it's something I'll never forget.
Do you go and watch the parade in person?
No, I live on Long Island, and honestly, just to get into the city with all the traffic and everything, and just with too many people, I watch it on the TV. But I keep thinking to myself, I said, I was actually there 2 years and actually participated, and like I said, it was a lot of fun. Now I think to myself, we must have all been crazy. So
the good kind, though. Cindy, thanks for calling in. So okay, so Cindy talked about the balloon that she held down, and then was it Pluto or Goofy? It was Pluto. The sad Pluto story. Yeah. So let's talk about who we'll see this time around.
You're going to see a lot of the old favorites, you know, the tried and true balloons, but there are some new balloons this year. I was cruising through the Macy's website, and Ada Twist, who is a scientist, a girl scientist from the book Netflix series, and because this is her first time out, and Macy's has dimensions on their website, so I can tell you that she's 51 feet tall, which is they translate as high as a four-story building, which kind of like sent me into a spiral because I thought stories were 10 feet. So I'm like, why isn't that five-story building? 41 feet long, a.k.a. seven bicycles long, and 29 feet wide, or as wide as six taxi cabs. So I love the translation into like New York measurements. Of course, another new balloon this year is Baby Yoda from The Mandalorian. We got Pikachu and Eevee, who are celebrating Pokemon's 25th anniversary. And there are also some new floats, you know, things that are non-balloons. It's funny that they call it a float, but it doesn't float. It just floats down the street. It's not in the sky. Anyway, there's a Mardi Gras Louisiana-themed float called the Celebration Gator, which is 60 feet long and will carry musician and band leader John Batiste.
I love every part of what you said, especially Ada Twist, scientist.
Oh, she's very cool.
Best. Let's go to Tony calling in from Fort Lee on line two. Hey, Tony, thanks for calling in.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Great show. Yeah, so I, in the past, I used to go see the balloons inflated. If anyone hasn't done that, I think that's the best because it's all the anticipation and the electricity and the hype just before things, the celebration. So I'm all into that. But my brother, right before COVID, was a balloon, I guess, handler holder for the safari balloon or something. He took it way too serious. He was having way too much fun, but he loved it. But I'm more of the Eve person where my brother loved being part of the parade. But yeah, if you haven't done it, you got to see the balloons inflated the night before. It's like a Christmas Eve type of vibe.
Thanks so much, Tony. Yeah, let's get the details on Inflation Eve, which has become a thing unto itself, Kate.
Right. This is where things differ a little bit from previous years. So the parade is back to normal. Inflation is not. In previous years, the viewing hours were longer. This year, so if you want to watch it tomorrow, it's between 12 and 6 p.m. The balloons get inflated near the Museum of Natural History. So the balloons themselves are on 77th and 81st Street. But if you want to go see balloon inflation, you have to line up at 72nd Street and Columbus and have proof of vaccination and photo ID. There will be people like telling you where to go and the trail that you have to walk to get to witness the balloons being inflated. You know, the tricky thing is like inflation doesn't start until around then. So if you line up early, which is when it's going to be less crowded, you're not going to see a lot of balloons inflated, but you will see that sort of hilarious halfway point where they're like face down on the ground looking like they had too much to drink. But that really is, it's a lot of fun. It is a great scene.
Let's go to Neil calling in from Park Slope on line one. Hi, Neil. Thanks for calling All of It.
Hi. Hello, Allison. Well, I was fortunate enough to grow up on Central Park West in the 70s, 70s and 80s, when there were middle-class people there. And part of growing up in that neighborhood was going, as your guest just spoke about the rules and lining up for the balloon inflation. But back then, teenagers would just walk over to 77th Street. It was all on 77th Street between Columbus and Central Park West. And it was a street party with no rule, just standing behind barricades at 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, and everyone was very friendly, and it was fun seeing those balloons, as your guest mentioned, being flat down, and we could watch them being blown up at the wee hours of the morning, and that was, for many of us, our first experience of being awake at that hour.
Love the throwback story, Neil. Thank you so much for calling in. So, Kate, let's talk about what WNYC has planned. We figured out the parade situation. Everybody's got the details. So let's say you're going to stay home. You're going to cook. You're going to turn on the radio. What are we going to hear?
Well, you're going to hear, you know, it's going to sound a lot like a normal day, but longtime listeners to WNYC will know that we feel very strongly about our audio traditions. And one of them is that we have a Thanksgiving Day tradition in which we put former Mayor Fiorella LaGuardia's turkey tips on air. Most people know WNYC was, until, you know, not that long ago, a municipal-owned station. So Fiorella LaGuardia basically used WNYC as his soapbox. He was on air all the time talking about anything he wanted. So we will definitely be playing, you know, some of that tape. But this year we've updated it with a very quick Thanksgiving themed conversation with Slick Rick.
As in local rap legend, Slick Rick?
Yes, indeed. Yes, Slick Rick from the Bronx.
So explain to me, what is this?
Okay, so this was a bit of a... Slick Rick was doing a turkey giveaway with Fresh Direct, and Fresh Direct pitched him and the turkey giveaway to our Morning Edition producer, Al Hamilton, who was just like, oh, we gonna talk to Slick Rick. So we managed to, like, wrangle an interview with Slick Rick about his Thanksgiving Day traditions. And I have a little bit of the tape that I'd like to share, you know, not to play at all. You got to wait until Thanksgiving for the full conversation. But here's just a little taste of Slick Rick talking about his traditions with Morning Edition host Michael Hill.
We're not really a dessert. We're not really dessert people, you know.
No
but
pie?
If we do have dessert. No. Pumpkin pie, I know that's an American thing, but I'm not really into pumpkin pie and yams.
Sweet potato pie?
Nah, none of that.
Apple pie?
Apple pie, yeah.
There you go.
Apple pie.
Little scoop of vanilla ice cream, maybe too.
Yeah, or strawberry. Yeah.
I love Michael like gamely trying to get Slick Rick to cop to pie.
So funny. And our local rap expert is saying he's from London but moved to the Bronx, just so we're clear.
Right. He's born in London, and he did talk about, you know, like Thanksgiving was not really his thing, but
gotcha.
It is now.
Well, I'm providing bird update news for you this morning. About 7 turkeys got in my way on the way home from getting coffee on the road. Go to all of its stories and you can see them blocking your favorite radio host on the highway. Hey, Kate, happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Allison. Happy Thanksgiving to you.